Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, good evening. We are live with PNT Talk to the Twins. Oh, yes. I'm butterfly and I'm angel. Yes, we are so excited this evening for those that are tuned in right now to PNT Talk to the Twins. Yes. We are in live and in living color
right now.
It has been such a beautiful, beautiful day in the ATL. And I hope for all our listeners out there, all over the world, that you have been having a beautiful day, that the sun has been shining on your face. Yes, this is Holy Week. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's Holy Week. So now it's time to get out and hit the church grounds and hang out with the family and feast and all that good stuff.
Yeah, like they say, now people go to church. The church will be crowded. This all done. Yeah, it won't be a seat in the house.
So the usher is going to be busy.
Yes.
Usher board. That's what they say in the Baptist churches out there.
Yeah, so put the smiley face on. Get ready.
Right.
Crowds are coming.
And get ready to scoot over in that parking lot and be kind to your left-footed friends. But you never know who that duck's mother might be.
Oh,
anyway, yes. But tonight, anyway, our show is phenomenal. Yes, indeed. We have an awesome featured guest tonight.
Yes.
T.Y. Martin, an eight-time award.
Eight.
Award-winning playwright. He's going to be on our show tonight, and we're so excited to have him on board with us tonight. Right now, we're going to get into the mood of things, and then we're going to go into our special guest in just a few moments. We're setting up. We're getting ready to go live for all those listeners and those Facebook watchers and those Instagram people can see the Talk to the Twins show. Because we love to give you what you like, because that's what we do. Yes, and Angel Wing said that you can take it to the bank and you can cash that check, baby. Yes, indeed.
I like this.
Yes, tonight's show is going to be powerful because not only because we are live and in living color and we have such a special guest, but it, of course, is again Holy Week. So we want to take into account what's going on this week, how everybody's doing, and what they're going to be getting into. So that's what we're going to be doing tonight. How many of you know out there that twins, have so much things in common, yet they are different? Good question, right? Yeah, you didn't know that, huh? Yes, of course not. But who can tell you better than a twin, baby? A twin can tell you just how it is to be a twin. So guess what, ladies and gents? We're going to have a show talking about twins coming next month. Dating twins, how it is to be a twin, the questions that people ask twins on a daily basis. Woo, we ought to be well, girl. All these questions,
yes.
Same questions every time. But we're going to have that coming soon. So stay tuned and stay on PNP. Talk to the Twins, and we'll be right back with Mr.
T.Y. You are listening to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, thank you all for tuning in. We're about to go live with Mr. T.Y. Martin. He is an eight-time award-winning playwright, and he's about to come into the studio right now. And we would appreciate you being attention and listen closely because you may hear something that may just knock your socks off. All right.
Oh, she's excited.
Oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Without further ado, here is Mr. T.Y. Martin, playwright.
Hello, hello.
Hello, ladies. How are ya?
How are you, ladies?
How you doing?
How are you?
You know, I'm
just ask the questions.
That's good. Y'all are famous twins. Y'all are the most famous twins in the country, look like. Seem like.
Oh, well, we love.
To me, you are. Famous and beautiful.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, you're saying too much. You're gonna make us blush. We can't take it.
Oh, that was it. That was it. You can't give out too much. That was it.
That was it. Okay, okay. Don't give too much. Martin.
Yes. Yes.
We are so honored to have you on our show. You are an 8-time award-winning playwright. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. It is. It is. I've won 8 times. One of my awards was given to me, awarded to me by the United States Navy, and I've never served in the military, but they honored me with the Playwright of the Year award 1 year. One of my awards. So I had to share that with you. The United States Navy gave me an award.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yes. Yes.
And never
the
served,
Navy, the,
but they served
the,
you.
Never served. Thank you for the service.
Oh, that's right. Thank you. So let me ask you, when was the first time you have ever written a play? When is the first time you
wrote? That's a two-part question because the first play I wrote, I was sitting in church because, you know, when you go to Pentecostal churches, you have Bible class. I'm sorry, you have Sunday school class. You have regular morning service. You have evening service, and you have night service. So you come to church, you got to stay all day. Just, and you have dinner and everything. So I was sitting around the church that evening before service started, and I started to write a play called Rich Man, Poor Man. But I never put the play on, ever. But the first play I wrote and produced was Joy Cometh in the Morning, and that was 1999. That was my first play.
Wow.
And that was about 60 plays ago.
Really? 60
yes.
plays ago? Okay.
About 60, yes. Oh. And 99% of those, 98% of those productions have been on stage and across the country and Canada.
Oh, my God. And Canada. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I lived in Canada for a while doing some shows over there in Montreal, Ottawa. Uh-huh. Awesome place.
Oh, wow. That's so you travel the world.
Well, not the world. Not the world. Not the world. Not yet.
What?
Yeah. Naples, Italy, Ottawa, Montreal. Huh?
Wow. And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio. I've lived a lot of places, but I'm from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been living in Georgia for about 8 years. Almost 8 years. I started my career in Cleveland. I started out as doing fashion merchandising for different stores, and I went on to stand up comedy. And I left stand up comedy to go into theater. And I've been doing theater for 18 years.
18 years. So you've been in this for a while here.
Yeah. I've been in for a lot of years, but the first 10 years I didn't know what I was doing. So, I didn't really learn. I didn't know the business for 10 years. I didn't know the business. I knew what I was doing, as far as what I wanted to do, and writing the shows and directing and stuff. But I did not know the business of the show, of the business, until I moved to Atlanta 8 years ago. Living in Georgia made me learn the business.
Oh, I bet, because there's a lot of people working in the industry as well. So I'm sure when you got here and got your feet wet, that you learned a lot from a lot of.
I learned a lot of things in a lot of different ways. I learned the good and the bad. I learned a lot of bad stuff too that we have to deal with in this business.
Oh,
It ain't pretty.
Yeah,
it's not glamorous. It's not a glamorous life.
Right. And I know that it is very competitive as well.
Yes, it is. I like competition. But I don't like I like competition, but I don't like the issues that people create for around you that make your job hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes, or the pettiness of it all, right?
Petty, and unprofessionalism.
And so
most of the time,
yeah.
Oh gosh, a lot of it, everywhere you go.
Yes. So to give us some of the good stuff, some of the good things that you've seen others develop in this.
Some of the really good things are when I do a show. And we're in rehearsal for the production, and spirit moves in rehearsal. As well as the spirit moving when the curtain opens the day of the show. So if you have a good production, when you know you have a good production, you feel the spirit, you feel all this stuff in rehearsal. If you don't feel it in rehearsal, it's not going to happen the day of. So that's the good part about it. I have a lot of stories to tell. I got a lot of stories to tell about certain productions I do. Most productions I do they help people. They provide closure, support, and answers to people. Everyday people, no matter what race you are, these productions provide answers to situations.
Wow, so it's diverse. And then it's almost like a ministry that you're going in and you're giving people hope and an engine and all that good stuff. That's
It's a ministry. It's nothing but a ministry.
Yes.
So that's what it is.
Yes. So. Oh, and also, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, you know, you're very inspired on your Facebook and all your social media. And my thing is, what would you tell someone that wants to give up on their dreams? What would you tell them to stop them from giving up?
Well, the best thing to tell people is find out if the dream you're dreaming is from God. Because when you realize it's from God, when you realize it's from God, you know you better not stop. When you know it's from God, you better not stop because there's a reason why He gave it to you. So when you're not sure, then you will give up because it's not from God. But if you know God told you to go out there and do this, and He tell you you're gonna be rich doing it, He didn't say you're gonna be rich. While you're doing what He told you to do, you still gotta do it. So when you find out if it's from God, then you know you won't give up. That's how I'm going to answer that question.
Right, it's almost a sin to give up if you give up.
It's bad.
Much,
it's not good. It's you got to be obedient.
Exactly. Got to be obedient to the word. I like
that. Got to be obedient.
We have a caller online.
Okay.
Hold on one moment, Mr. T. Why say right?
Okay.
Let's see.
Yes,
caller. They may just want to listen, or they may have a question for you. Hello, you're live on PNP Talk. Would you like to ask a question to Mr. T. Wong? I don't think they want to talk to you.
They're inboxing me.
Yeah, a lot of times people call in to listen, which is fine, but we just like to give them the opportunity if they want to speak or to have a word with you. But we thank you, Carla, for listening in right now and tuning in and calling again. The number is 714-333-3314 if you would like to call in and speak to Mr. T.Y. Playwright, 8-time award-winning Lady Bride. Woo!
Wow.
That's
awesome.
Oh, that's Miss Christmas Chanel.
It's amazing. That's amazing. Y'all are such amazing twins.
God, thank you. We had not that much. We would not be here much more.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's true.
Okay.
And let me ask you this. You have a new hit stage play coming out called Twin Deception. Yeah, y'all.
Yes.
You have a new stage play coming out called Inspire. I love that
yes.
name, Inspire.
Yes.
Yeah. About inspiration. And our caller is not feeling well. She's under the weather, so we're going to do a prayer for you before we close out the show. But let's talk about Inspire. Tell us all about that stage play and where will it be traveling.
Inspired is a stage production. I was hold on one second. Inspired is a production that was given to me. Let me start again. It's a production that I was called to do. Someone called me from Texas. They called me from Texas. They said God. Now listen to this. They said God woke them up in the middle of the night. And told and started speaking to them about a story, and said that God sent him to me, to my page.
What?
And I don't friend everybody on my page. But I went to my friends and they said, you know, you have friends that want to be friends with you. They're whatever. So I friended them, and soon as I friended them, he started telling me things that God told him to do. To contact me and me write a production about the Inspire Network. He works for Inspire Network. I don't know if y'all heard of Inspire
mm-hmm.
Network. And so I wrote a play, and now it's going to be on tour. I'll make a long story short. It's going to be on tour starting July 1st. It's going to start in Houston, Texas, and then mm-hmm. it's going from Houston to Atlanta. It's coming to Atlanta. And then it's going right, yes. And then it's going to Tampa, Florida, for the Inspire. It's going to be shown, featured at one of the Inspire convention, at one of the Inspired conventions at the Inspire convention in September. So
what?
It was going to be in July. Yeah. It's going to be huge. And so then from there they're going to be adding cities on as we move forward. So that's what I'm doing now. And then Twin Deception is gonna be right in the middle of that. We're gonna be doing Twin Deception around the same time Inspire is gonna be doing. So I'm gonna be doing two shows at one time.
Woo! And we are part of Twin Deception, so we're excited about that. We are starting
yes.
in the play. We thank God first, and then we thank humans.
But let me ask you this. Because
yes.
you came to us, and I know it was nothing but the Lord. But what drew you to the Twice Twins?
Yeah.
In this play, and also to Troy and Roy Beach.
Well, what drew? I was about Christmas, two Christmases ago. I wanted to do a.
Uh-huh.
It came to me. My brother and sister are twins. Were twins.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my sister. I lost my sister, which is the twin of my brother. She died of cancer a few years ago. So I said I'm gonna write a play about twins. I said, write a play about twins. I didn't know any twins. So
uh-huh.
I went on Facebook for a whole year, didn't see no twins until I ran across the Twice twins. I went across, oh my God, they are perfect. Because you guys are not just twins, you guys are like real twins. I mean, you do twin stuff. You got a lot of twins that don't do twin. You got a lot of twins that don't do twin stuff. Y'all do twin stuff.
Oh.
And So in my finding you ladies, I stumbled across two other twins, Roy and Troy. They were doing a Christmas production. I said, you know, they knew me. I didn't know them. Because I thought they were like taller.
Right.
They're short twins. I thought they were like on the Facebook. I thought they were like tall. They were sitting down too. And they said, we know you.
Wow.
I said, yeah, I don't know y'all. They said, we on your Facebook page all the time. I'm like, okay, bam. So I hadn't even wrote the play yet. So I said, oh my God, I gotta write this play. I got two sets of twins. I'm about to write a hit. So I wrote that hit. I wrote that play in 2 weeks. I wrote that play in 2 weeks.
Wow. Oh wow. Well, we love the play. We've been reading our lines, so we're excited about being,
you know,
in the play. We do not wanna let you down. We don't wanna let America down. America, the world is gonna be watching this.
Yeah,
we're going to do this thing. Yeah, throw the positive vibe. So we thank you. Thank you. thank you for the opportunity to do this. Because, I mean, I'm not boasting the brainer, but you couldn't have picked a better set of 20. Yeah, I like that girl.
Probably not.
Yes. And then to have you on our show and just getting to know you personally, it has been such a pleasure. We love you, T-Way.
Well, I love you, too. I love both of you all. I feel the same way. Words can't explain.
So
worst guy explain. I'm honored to know you, ladies, and I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, and we're honored to have you. We can go back and forth.
Thank you. All right,
awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. And I also.
Talk to the twins on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry, stop. With all that talk, we got to do a commercial break. And this commercial is coming from Trendy Motors. Yes. Trendy Motors is a motor company that gives you luxury rides wherever you want to go. And make sure you check them out on TrendyMotors.com. Woo! All right,
we're
back. Now, say what you were saying.
We
had to do our little commercial today. Sorry.
Oh, me? I forgot what I had to say. I was going to let everybody know that I'm a theater teacher. I teach acting classes as well. So if you want to be an actor or you have a child that wants to be an actor, I teach acting classes, online acting classes, along with I'm putting together – right now, a white party, and it's gonna benefit cancer awareness. Get ready to put your dresses in bleach and make sure they white, and some white shoes, and go to Payless, get some white shoes and some more white titles they're selling, and do they got some, Payless is selling. Payless got leather shoes now. So they got real leather, I heard. They had met your feet up, but they leather.
You got a pair.
my pair tore up, broke the same day I got them. Don't go there. Don't go to Payless.
go
to Big Lot. No, I was playing. But get ready for the white party. Get ready for Twin Deception. Get ready for Inspired. Get ready for the fourth annual supermodel masterclass seminar. It's coming up soon. It's going to be a panel full of just models. Models speaking, talking about the business, talking about their stories, talking about the ins and outs of modeling in Atlanta and around the country. So that's all this stuff.
Oh.
I'm doing all that stuff. And it's not enough. And it's still not enough. Thank you.
And you know what? It's not, you know, that you're overdoing it or you're doing too much. You're doing all the things that you're passionate about.
Yeah.
That's what's important. And then you're bringing awareness as well. That's where the meat of it is. And that's why I try to tell people. When people try to tell you, you're doing too much. You're trying to do that. Let me tell you something. If something comes upon your
you gotta do
you
it.
You got to go on and do it, and don't, you can't listen to them
naysayers.
Oh, T-Y, you have our board. The hour is messed up. I'm saying people are calling in to listen to this show. You want high?
I am. Thank you.
I'm just saying, I'm not trying to first. Yeah, right. That's what she was first.
She'll look
on September. But anyway, T.Y.
Butterfly, she can do it. Butterfly can do it all. She can do all she wants. You got privileges. She got privileges.
Whatever. You've been biased. Nah. But anyway. See, you want to make me bring out the ugly side of Victoria. But anyway, T.Y., let me ask you this, too.
Yes.
As a playwright, as a trainer in acting,
what would you tell a young actor or actress that is trying to get into the industry or that wants to be a part of a play? How would you tell them to go about doing that?
First, I'll tell them, I'll let them know that it's going to change their life. The decision they make, it's got to change your life. It's got to separate you from other people. Not better than somebody else. You're separate but equal. When you take on this responsibility, you got to let it change your life for the good. Okay, and then you have to take acting classes. You have to take acting classes. You have to go to seminars. You got to study your craft, because even Denzel Washington still takes acting classes, and he makes $30 million a movie. $30 million a movie, which some of us will never see probably, but he still takes acting classes. And call me.
And call T.Y. That's what he said. Call T.Y. because he's the playwright. He's an acting coach or instructor.
Yes.
And he is doing great things. He's doing the new hit stage play called Inspired Us. He's doing the hit stage production called Hush. He's redoing that one. He's redoing Hush.
Yes.
He's going to California, all over Atlanta, California, Texas, Tampa.
Yes.
You name it, he's there. And then the new hit stage play, Twin Deception, which is coming out this summer. So he has a lot going on. He has an all-white party coming up for cancer awareness. And, of course, he has a birthday he celebrates. He's inviting the whole entire state of Georgia. Everybody on Facebook, T.Y.'s party. Wait for it. It's on May 9th, his birthday. Well, that's not his birthday, but that's the day of the party.
When is your birthday, T.Y.?
My birthday is May 18th.
Okay. Okay. So his birthday is coming up. So we're all excited about that. We're all gonna be a part of that. We are here to support. So, you know, support one another. Show him that you are his friend, right?
Yes. I could be a friend. I'm a good friend.
Yes.
I'm not one of those fair weather friends, fake friends. I'm a real friend. I can show you, but I can tell you. But some people say to your friend.
Show me twice. That's right. It goes back and forth.
That's right.
Hey, man, you is cracking us up online. But we are on Facebook Live right now. We weren't going to go on Periscope TV, but, you know. We didn't do it yet. We forgot.
To be honest
with you. Exactly. And then, you know, technical difficulties and all them things going on. So we just. Yes, because, see, when you're on Cosmic Show, this is Cosmic Show. We do it all. We do it our way. And we do engineering, the production, the everything. All the flyers, the pieces, what we do with that all. That's why we are phenomenal, y'all. I'm looking at that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Talk to the twins show. So now that we have had you on the show, we need people to know when are we? Twin Steps is going to be the end of July. The end of July, right?
Yes, around the end of July, 1st August, yes.
Okay, the end of July. And that way,
first
people
August.
Will know to prepare, put you some coins in a bucket, and collect them there because the tickets will be on sale.
Yes.
This is going to be a production you don't want to miss. I mean, everything that you do, T.Y., no one wants to miss it.
Right.
So we just want to encourage others. And before we end the show, because we're going to end the show then, we want you to tell us, what are you going to say to those people that want to give up? Tell us, what would you say to them that want to give up?
I'm saying, first of all, of course, as everybody say, don't give up. It's going to be tough. You're going to start seeing things that make you think that I shouldn't be doing this. And maybe you shouldn't be doing it. But like I said before, first find out if it's a gift from God. And when you find out it's a gift from God, you know you better keep going. That keeps you going when you know it's God told you to do it. When God tell you to do something, you do it no matter what happens to you while you're doing it. So don't give up. Just
Amen.
Pray about it. just pray about it and keep going. And then you why you keep it going, you'll find out who your friends are.
Oh,
when you, while you're going through
they're gonna fall off my side.
While you're going through it, you'll find out it's the truth.
Yes. And we have people saying never give up, never surrender. Well,
yes.
Thank you for being on Talk to the Twins show. And Lesmont Hill wants to tell you hello, T.Y. He's saying hello. Thank you.
That's my brother. That's my brother. What's up, Les? That's my brother right there. That's a bishop.
He's your brother. He's our brother. We are our brother. And Glenn Bruce is saying never give up, never surrender. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah.
We love you. We love you. He said you're on his team. But before we close out, we have to do a prayer for our friends that are under the weather and for those that are under the weather right now. We just want to lift you up in prayer.
Yeah.
And thanks, Daryl. Hello, Steve. Let us go into prayer real quick before we close out with T.Y. Okay. Don't get this. Father God, yes, forgive us of our sins right now. God, we come forth, God, asking and praying in Jesus' name for those that are under the weather right now. God, we ask for healing. God, we ask for blood. Oh, Lord, from on high, God, we thank you right now for this holy week, God, that you save and you lift your name on high. God, we just ask you to continue to spread favor and love amongst the people, God. Bring them together like never before.
Yes.
Touch and agree, God. We pray for Mr. T.Y. Martin and everything that he's doing, God, because you know it's you, oh, God. And, God, we ask that you continue to give him the strength to go on, oh, God, and that he do your will, God. He said a life is touched by every means, God, in this time, God. We just thank you right now. Continue to bless, and favor, God, on everyone that's now, God, we touch and heal wherever they need it, God, right now. And God, we pray for Krista Chanel. We thank you for your support and everything that you do for Talk to the Twins. We will ask for healing right now in the name of Jesus. Before we close out, we just want to say thank you, God, for all that you do and all that you are. In the name of Jesus, we amen.
Talk to the Twins on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm telling you, like that. All right.